Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. I'm your host, Andrew Duthie. In this Dev Nugget, we're going to look at how you can use the Export Template feature of Visual Studio 2010 to create a custom template in which the script references for your web application are at the bottom of the page, which can help improve performance. So let's get started. I'm going to go ahead and select New Project from the Start page, and I'm going to select the ASP.NET MVC3 Web Application Project Type. I'm going to change this to MVC3 scripts at bottom. The name isn't really important, but at least this will let me refer to this later on. I'll know what I created this project for. And I'm going to click OK. Now I'm going to select the Internet Application Template in the MVC3 project dialog, and I'm going to leave checked this Use HTML5 Semantic Markup checkbox. Now, this checkbox is new with the ASP.NET MVC3 tools update that was released in April. You can find that at http://asp.net/mvc/mvc3. I'll put a link in the notes as well. I'm going to use the Razor View Engine, and I'm not going to create a unit test project at this time. Let me go ahead and click OK to create the project. Visual Studio will go ahead and create my project for me, and once it's finished, I'm going to go ahead and drill down into the Views folder and the Shared folder, and the file I'm looking for here is underscore layout.cshtml. I'm going to open that up, and what we'll see here is in underscore layout.cshtml, we've got a couple of script references at the top of the page. Now, when I added that checkbox, or when I selected that checkbox for HTML5 semantic markup, a couple of things got added here. One was this meta char set equals UTF-8. The other is this modernizer script reference. So modernizer is a library that will actually allow us to take advantage of some of the new HTML5 semantic markup tags, even in browsers that don't natively support them. So it'll actually shim that out for us. Those things actually need to stay in this head section of the document. But we've also got a reference to the jQuery JavaScript library. That actually, unless there's something that I'm doing in jQuery that's injecting items into the document, I can actually move that to the end of the page. And one of the advantages of moving scripts to the end of the page is that they won't block the rest of the page from loading. So what happens is when the browser, some browsers, when they encounter this script tag, will actually stop everything else, or they won't initiate any new downloads of content until that script library has been downloaded. So we want to move that towards the end of the page. That'll help us improve the load time of our page, make the page more responsive to our users more quickly. So I'm going to go ahead and select my jQuery script reference. I'm going to Control X and cut that out. And then I'm going to go down here to the bottom of the page just before the closing body tag, and I'm going to paste that reference back in. So this would be a good start in that it would put my JavaScript reference down at the bottom. And then I also like to add a script block here at the end of the page so that I can remind myself in my template that if I want to put any scripts here, that they should go after the reference to jQuery. So I could save this, and this would be a pretty good start. But I'm going to tweak this a little bit more for even a better performance improvement. I'm going to grab a chunk of markup I've got here in my toolbox. What I've done here is I've simply replaced the local reference to jQuery with a reference to jQuery on the ASP.NET AJAX CDN, or Content Delivery Network. By referring to jQuery on the CDN, I get a couple of big advantages. One is that the CDN files are actually spread across the internet on a bunch of different servers, so the likelihood is that when the client retrieves my page and goes to look for this script reference, rather than having to go to my server, which may be further away from them than a CDN server, they can simply get the file from the CDN a little faster. The other advantage is that because this reference isn't specific to my domain, the browser is able to cache one version of this script for anyone who's using the CDN version of this particular version of jQuery. So the possibility may exist that the user's browser may already have a cached version of this script and not need to download it at all. So now I've got my script references in the bottom. I've got my reference to jQuery, and then I've got this script block that allows me to, that just reminds me that anything that I'm doing that uses jQuery needs to go at the bottom of the page. Go ahead and save, layout.cshtml, and let's save our project files as well. So do a save all. Now, to create our template, we simply go to the file menu and select export template. And then we get this dialog that allows us to specify that we want a project template in this case. And since we've only got one project in our current solution, we have to select that MVC3 scripts at the bottom. We'll click next, and then it helpfully gives us a template name. I can change that, but I'll leave it as it is. And I'll just say a project to remind me that scripts at the bottom can improve performance. So we'll go ahead and accept that, click finish. And voila, we've got our zip file containing our project template. So that's great. Now that I've got my exported templates there, we can go ahead and start a new Visual Studio instance and go to the new project dialog. And rather than MVC3 web application, we can search our installed templates. We'll just type bottom, and it will helpfully select our MVC3 scripts at bottom template. Click OK. And we'll go ahead and again drill down into the views folder and open up layout.cshtml. And we'll see that our script references are down here at the bottom. So let's test this and make sure it's working. So I'm going to go ahead and add a little script here. I'll use the dollar sign, which is basically going to call in and say, hey, jQuery, go find something for me. And I'm going to say, go get the element with the ID main. And then we're going to adjust its CSS properties. And we'll set the background color property to red. All right. Now I'm going to hit Control F5 to start this without debugging. And we should see our default page with a red background. So that's working. So what we've seen here in a short while is the ability to easily create a new project that gives us a script block and our jQuery script reference at the bottom of the page, which can help improve our performance. In the next dev nugget that I take on, I'll show you how you can also customize some of the new item templates to similarly have them write their script blocks at the bottom of the page. I'll also show you how we can use some Razor magic to, rather than having our script block here at the bottom of the page, to actually create a dynamic section where we can inject some of those scripts from our views instead of putting them in our layout page. Thanks for watching, and I hope you'll come back again soon.